Pipe Network presents.
Hello to your left ear, hello to your right ear, and hello sa inyong lahat. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 7 of Huntahanites. In today's episode, we'll talk about Pride with the one and only Brycan Dio of the Young Leader Podcast. Alam nyo ba? Itong si Brycan. Judgmental, no? Very, ano siya, no? Very careful sa image niya, no? So, I thought, feeling ko ma-pride si Brycan. Kaya ako in-invite sa pod. Anyway, we talked about his entitlement issues before. Tsaka, ano na ba ngayon? Like, ano na bang goals ni Brycan ngayon? Ano bang nasa isip ni Brycan? Yung mga ganun. Curious ako, ano ba talaga yung ultimate goal niya? Kasi feeling ko, siya yung tipo ng tao na ang daming gustong mangyari sa buhay. Yung gano'n. Pero, we were able to get kung ano ba talaga ang gusto ni Brycan sa buhay, di ba? Kung sino ba talaga si Brycan behind the image. And before we go to the episode, gusto ko lang i-congratulate si Brycan bilang Male Podcaster of the Year, Podcast of the Year, and Vidcast of the Year dun sa recently held PPD Awards 2020. Yes! So, nung nirecord namin to, it's before PPD Awards coronation. Coronation night talaga, no? Awards night. So, malalaman nyo dun sa conversation kung ano ba yung feelings namin before the event. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this episode as much as we enjoyed recording this. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Please welcome our guest, Brycan Dio.
Interested in knowing more about the thoughts and experiences of your teachers? Then check out The Pizarra Tales, hosted by JM Estrella, available in your favorite podcast platforms.
Welcome to Huntahanites, Brycan Dio!
5 minutes later.
Hey! Napaka-delay naman ang reaction ko.
Napaka-delay yung internet.
Hey, Huntahanites, Jelly, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for accepting the invite.
Surprisingly talagang ano, nandito ako sa show mo. Parang last time, you know, pareho tayong guest sa isang show. Akala ko hindi magkakatotoo. Akala ko chinacharot mo lang ako. But wow. Thank you for having me.
Hindi, last time, ikaw yung nag-interview sa akin. Ngayon, yeah, ikaw naman. Yeah. Ikaw naman ang nasa hot seat. Pero, bago ang...
Let's do it.
Bago ang interview portion natin, magpakilala ka muna sa ating mga kahuntahan, Brycan Dio. O, di ba iba? Ikaw ang nag-i-introduce sa sarili mo. Go ahead.
We just kinopin na kita. Well, hi guys. Hi everyone, my name is Brycan Dio, the host of the Young Leader Podcast. And I think that is the only important thing that you guys should know. And then I think the story will, I don't know, kung pag-uusapan namin today ni Jelly, depende sa kanya. But yeah, I am the host of the Young Leader Podcast, one of the fastest leadership podcasts that is continually growing in the Philippines. So support me in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Talaga nag-plug na akong isa pa lang, diba? At least kapag hindi nila tinapos yung episode, tapos na.
Na-follow na nila. Oh. Yes! Oh my gosh. It's such an honor, you know, for you to be here. Wow.
Baka mo.
Siyempre, etos lang yun.
Huwag mo ang plastikan.
Pero kamusta ka naman, Brycan?
Feeling ko magtatawa na lang tayo the whole episode.
How are you?
Life is good. COVID is a blessing in disguise. Kasi kung hindi sa COVID, ay hindi ko kayo nakilala. And I wasn't able or I will never, you know, start the Young Leader Podcast. Siguro busy pa rin akong tao. But life is good. Well-adjusted. I'm not sure dyan sa US. Kumusta?
Okay lang. Okay naman. Bumababa na yung cases ng COVID. So, well,
nationwide parang tumataas pa rin, pero sa hospital namin parang bumababa. So ayun.
That's good.
Oo. Okay, ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay about pride, Brycan. Ma-pride ka ba?
I think before, sobrang ma-pride ako. I think I was really entitled with a lot of things before. When mm-hmm. you say a lot of things, hindi ko na rin matandaan. But I know kasi na entitled ako, kaya ma-pride ako. Saying sorry is not really easy for me. Ganun. But maybe in the last 5 years that I'm doing whatever I'm doing and I'm eto na tayo, sasabihin mo na plastic now. Totoo to.
Kaya nga eh.
I'm delivering the message to the world. Parang doon, little by little, I can say na hindi na ako ma-pride na tao. Like, in that aspect of things. I can mm-hmm. say na, alam mo yun, madali na sa akin mag-say sorry, madali na sa akin na mag-initiate first. Wala mm-hmm. na yung masyadong ego na, alam mo yun, may isipin ako, wait lang, baka isipin ito, no. As long as my approach is genuine and as long my the intentions are pure, na wala na sa akin yun. Hindi
so
na chinacharata.
Wait lang, pero to you, pride is a negative thing? Kasi parang ganun yung dating sa akin. Kapag sinabi
pride,
mo na
pride
ka.
Pride, when you say, the notion kasi ng kanina, the way you asked it kasi, ma-pride ka bang tao? mm-hmm. I think that's the negative part. Pero if you're gonna ask me like, ano yung pride or whatever, what are you proud of or along those lines, kung mm-hmm. I'm not sure kung synonym sila. That's gonna be like a positive thing, but kanina, the way you ask it, I think it's a negative.
Pero how you interpret it lang.
Okay, sige. Ano yung definition mo? Sige.
Hindi, ikaw.
Pinasa ko talaga sa'yo.
Ikaw. Actually, yun yung tatanungin ko sa'yo. What is pride to you?
No, na ako. Show ko na, tato.
Wisit.
What is
pride? No, kasi pwede siyang negative and positive, di ba? When you're proud of something, I think that's acceptable. It's not offensive. I mean, you're just proud of your achievement. You're just proud of what you accomplished, di ba? Negative siya kung over na. Yung tipong lagi ka na lang nagpo-post na, oh, may ganito ako, ganyan ka, di ba? Parang ganun.
Yeah.
Siguro depende.
If you're too proud about mm-hmm. whatever that you have, definitely it's a negative thing. But if you're proud because you know that you worked hard for it, kahit anong sabihin ng mga ibang tao, depende yan sa magre-receive, of course, if it's negative or positive. But if, again, I'm gonna go back sa intentions, if your intention in showing it to the people alam mo yun, positive naman, then I think that's okay. Yeah, I believe that's okay. And hindi siya negative, diba? Kasi it's always perspective eh. Like, when maybe yung pagiging ma-pride ko, hindi pala pagiging ma-pride sa ibang tao, it's more of like a confidence thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm actually proud of something, even a simplest thing lang yung pinopost ko or whatever, ang tingin ng ibang tao is mayabang na because...
Depende. Kasi yung iba may halong inggit na eh. Diba? When they see you post, na. Diba? Oo.
When they see me post like thousands of students, ganyan, joke.
Wow. So may segue po siya. Meron siyang attendant tomorrow. Wow. Okay, Brycan. Yeah. Meron akong question. What are you proud of?
I'm proud of my achievements. I know that this is blood, sweat, and tears. Alam mo yan. Kasi I grew up in a family na I can say na maraming sigurong kilala or maraming network. Especially in the province. You're from the province as well. And I'm sure that you can relate when it comes to the like a family thing. And it just so happened that our family is in politics. So I grew up na alam ko yung mga nasa paligid ko. They have like connections and everything. But I wasn't really proud of that side of me. So when I started, you know, studying in Manila, parang dun ko sinabi sa sarili ko na I'm not gonna ask for any immediate help from my family. Whatever I'm gonna do, eh, dapat paghihirapan ko. It's not, there's no easy way. Kasi alam ko na, if nandun na ako, I think ganun siguro mindset ko umpisa pa lang. It's kind of rebellious na gusto kong patunayan yung kaya ko sa family mm-hmm. ko and sa mga relatives namin na I can do it on my own. I think that's like my pride thing. Oh my mm-hmm. God, pumasok siya. Uh-oh. It's like a pride na ayokong humingi ng tulong sa kanila. And, you know, years passed. It's not easy. And I'm proud of wherever I am and whatever I have. Kasi alam ko pinaghirapan ko to. And there's no other people na tumulong talaga sa akin para maging madali. It's all on a best effort. Self-made, sabi nga nila.
Oo.
Yeah.
Pero bakit hindi ka proud dun sa family background mo? Bakit hindi ka proud dun sa connection na meron ka? Di ba, ang ibang tao nga, they would be envious of what you have, di ba? Kasi it's easy for you. Parang ganon. But why were you not
that is true.
Proud of it?
Kasi I had this experience in elementary na I wasn't really doing anything. And because I have the surname, and I have the surname and they have like the stereotype of that surname. It's not really negative, but they feel like I'm entitled because I have that surname. Because sabi nga, my family were in the politics in the past years. So parang feeling ko, wala nga akong ginagawa sa mga taong to, but ganito yung tingin nila sa akin. So I think na-instill sa akin yun from the very start na I don't wanna ask for help. And even na may mga contest before, like mga simple mga competitions sa school, I don't even ask my parents to attend. Napaka-mean ko ngayon naisip ko. Yeah. And then biglang magtatampo ako, bakit di sila nag-attend? Di ba? Crazy world. Crazy kid as well.
Oo. Pero ikaw.
Yeah, ganun. Siguro may stereotype.
Oo. So, you claim ba yung self-made na title?
Siguro, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna claim it.
Okay. I'm going to claim alam mo kasi
made if nandun na. Like, nandun na maybe, like,
accomplished.
I don't really need to introduce myself.
Yes.
Alam mo ganun.
Okay.
Siguro, yun yung goal. I don't need to introduce myself. They know me. Like, if nakita nila yung mukha ko, they know me. I think that is self-made for me. But I'm malayo pa. Mga 10 taon pa. Tagal pa. Mm-mm. Kung ano man gagawin ko sa buhay ko.
Wow. Okay. Pero ano siya eh, kunwari maging successful ka, would you be grateful for your surname or no? Not at all.
I will na. I am grateful. Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful with my surname. I'm grateful with my surname, like kasi 'di ba that was like more of like a province thing. And
yes.
My goal, my selfish goal. Ayan, selfish na. My selfish goal is to you know, to say to the world na, hey, this is Bryka and Dayo, diba? Like, I have the Dayo in my surname. And I want to be proud of it. I want to represent my family in the national stage, in the international stage. Ganun na kasi mindset ko eh. Parang, na-overcome ko na yung, you know, yung sa province thing na, alam mo yun, na stereotype. Parang,
mm-mm.
Yeah, yung mindset na, no, my stage is here. My stage is not there. Parang ganun. Ganun na yung thinking ko. I'm grateful. I'm grateful with my surname.
Oo. Yeah. Ito, very personal question. Yeah. Kasi sabi mo, di ba, nung, when you were younger, parang you were not proud of your, not really, ano, not really yung family, no, pero yung connections, di ba? Yung sinasabi mo. Oo, yung connections. Pero were they proud of you? Gets mo ba yung question? Kasi parang ano eh, kasi parang...
Gets kita.
Kasi, oo. For example, ako, we're not like you na may connection yung ano, yung family. Pero I'm proud of my family. Parang ganon.
Yeah. If the question is parang, is my family proud of me? I
yes.
can say that I was really non-existent eh when I was a kid eh. Like,
or were you pressured kaya ganun yung thinking mo?
I think that's the idea. I think that's nakuha mo yan. Yes, I was pressured to prove myself. Kasi all the people around me are really, you know, alphas, they're really up there. And then I don't even know what to do. I don't even know my dreams kung valid ba sa kanila. Kasi there's only one way. It's just politics. That's it.
Yeah.
Diba? Siguro tama ha. I was pressured. And dahil sa pressure na yun, hindi ko na feel na were they proud of me? Or every time kailangan ko lang talaga i-prove yung sarili ko. Every time kailangan ko i-prove yung sarili ko. Ganun talaga siya. I was really seeking attention because the attention wasn't really at me or for me. So, yeah. Papayakin mo ba ako sa episode?
Oh, hindi. Oh, grabe. Hindi yun yung goal. Hindi yun yung goal. Okay, ito. Isa pang follow-up question. Sorry na. Masyado kong intrigera. No?
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Again, di ba? I mean, my message to the world is be human and
yeah,
vulnerable.
Yeah, be human. Come
let's
on.
Let's do it. Yeah, uh-oh. I'm gonna be vulnerable. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay. Pero what made you switch yung ganon? Kasi di ba sabi mo, you were parang gusto mong ma-achieve yung mga ganito. And you were proud of all the things you accomplished. Pero may nag-switch eh. Parang, you know, ngayon hindi ka na ganong entitled is your term kanina.
Yeah. Ano yung breakthrough? Yung breakthrough na nag-switch ako ng mindset.
Mm-mm.
Maybe the time that I know that was the moment nung muntik mawala yung dad ko. Na all my life I was proving myself to him and my parents. And then biglang nung naramdaman ko na mawawala na siya, like actually critical condition, ICU and everything. And we are in a healthcare in a family, like nurses sila. So alam rin namin kung ano mangyari sa dad ko. Nung nangyari yun, parang dun yung wake up call ko na, why do I need to prove anything or something para sa parents ko? And at the end of the day, they're my parents. All the these accomplishments are something na hindi ko dapat patunayan sa kanila, and I can do it on my own. I think that was the breakthrough that or turning point ng mindset ko. Kasi after nun, ang meron na lang talaga ako is to make my dad proud, to make my parents proud. Nag-switch talaga siya. Before, I need to prove myself to my parents. Ngayon, yeah. I want, alam mo yan, anak ko yan. Parang ganun. Yung ganung moment na. Parang, again, siguro sila din, na-overcome na nila yung they're not even pushing me for the politics anymore. Even I'm next in line, like in the past election. Now they see na wait lang, Bryken is actually creating something for his own. So natanggap din nila, I think. Pero yeah, natanggap nila.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Oh, thank you for sharing that. I know it's a very private matter. Wow. Okay. So really, sige, napag-usapan natin yung about sa family mo. Pag-usapan naman natin ang love life mo. Wow.
Yeah.
Oo. Sa palagay mo ba, yung status mo ngayon or yung work mo ngayon? Kasi you're very busy, no? Nakaka-affect ba siya sa relationships?
Yes. Definitely. Di ba nga, you ask me this, na parang,
whoa.
Well, along these lines, na parang you ask me na parang, nakalimutan ko yung question mo, pero parang similar sa question mo. Is it affecting my relationship or the relationship that I have? Yes. Kasi, at the end of the day, time is really important. Communication is really important. Alam mo yung minsan pagod ka na, that's why you can't really communicate well. And then you don't realize that you're being unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the things that I want and I'm being selfish about it, yun yung minsan na nare-risk. That's why yung answer ko dun sa question mo last time was, the girl that is really suited for me is someone na naintindihan niya kung ano yung gusto ko muna mangyari sa career ko. Kasi alam ko when we have our own family, magsiswitch lahat eh. Yung priorities, lahat. Kilala ko yung sarili ko. Na I want to do this whatever I'm doing at the moment for myself. Because when that time comes, it's not about me anymore. It's about my family. It's about my wife. It's about my kid. Sila na maging priority. Parang ako at least, gusto ko even na dumating yung panahon na yun or pag dumating yung panahon na yun, gusto ko na masasabi ko na, okay na ako. Parang nagawa ko na yun. Or even if I'm doing whatever I'm doing at that time, at least alam ko na hindi na ma-jeopardize kung ano man yung priorities ko sa family ko.
Mm-hmm. So yun, parang ngayon,
sa question na yun.
Parang sa'yo, ngayon ikaw muna, parang ganun.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero would you be considerate sa magiging partner mo? What if yung magiging partner mo is also a career woman and wala siyang time sa'yo when you need her the most?
I am very supportive about a career woman. Parang ganun. Kasi alam ko na bago kami nagkita or bago kami nagkakilala, may boy siya, di ba? Mm-hmm. And kapag naging, not to stereotype, and I know that one of the hardest jobs is being a housewife, but kasi sometimes kasi yung intellectual growth kasi minsan, especially if you're not a freelancer, and nage-jeopardize yan kapag nasa bahay ka lang. And I think na kapag ganun yung mangyayari, I think I'm gonna be unfair sa kanya na hindi ko siya pinapayagan dun sa mga bagay na gusto niyang gawin. Ganun. So kung yung question is more of like okay lang ba na i-prioritize niya din yung kung anong gusto niya sa buhay. I'm very supportive. But then again, at least alam niya kapag hindi ako okay, hindi talaga ako okay. And it's up to her kung anong gagawin niya. But ganun din kasi ako na they need to know as well or she needs to know as well if hindi ako okay. And then, so far naman, okay naman. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, the way we talk about
it.
Bakit ako? Bakit ako?
Gusto ko malaman. Gusto ko rin malaman. Yeah. What about you? I know that you're a career woman kasi nga nakita ko yung ano nyo, yung like to-do list nyo sa hospital. Yung nakalista lahat dun, jelly. Even you're running jelly lahat eh.
Joke lang yun ng mga coworkers ko actually. Gusto nila ako lahat yun sa code. Pero, yeah.
At a young age siya. And then you're like a chief nurse. Mm-hmm. At a young age, sobrang ano yan. Sobrang fulfillment yan. Kasi, again, nurses yung mga kapatid ko at parents ko and everything. So, alam ko na career woman ka din. So, paano pag sa'yo? Paano pag ikaw naman yung kailangan mag-compromise na hindi gusto ko talaga itong ginagawa ko eh.
Wow.
Ayaw maging housewife eh.
Actually, yung pagiging housewife, it's a lucrative job na. But, kasi that means one family income can support the whole family, di ba? Parang ganun. Pero, I love my job. I like being productive. I like being a career woman. So, I don't think I'm for it, you know? Depende sa personality siguro ng tao. Meron kasing iba na very fulfilling sa kanilang maging mom and mag-take care ng...
Yeah.
You know, they're very homemakers, you know? They're made for a family. Parang gano'n.
Yeah.
Pero
I get you. I don't think
I am like that. Pero kasi, the way we talk about this, it's like we're in the future. Yeah, yeah, it's like we're in the future. Pero, sa mga past relationships mo, Bryken, were you proud of your past relationships?
I'm proud. I am proud of my past relationships. Kasi kung hindi sana, I'm not. Like, napaka cliche na sagot, but that's the truth eh. Parang, tinatawanan mo ngayon. Totoo lang kasi siya. I'm actually proud of past relationships. Okay. I'm not proud with the bad things, but if I say na I had relationships na parang 3 years, 2 years, 4 years, it wasn't all bad. Maybe the bad things happened like in the last year, diba? Dun naging shaky, dun nagkaroon ng mga problema. But you're still counting 3 years, you're still counting 2 years na masaya. Diba? So there's like a lot of things that happened there na I'm thankful for. And that I learned a lot of things na, uy, may mga gusto pala ako na hindi ko alam na gusto ko, hindi nila inintroduce sa akin. So when we talk about past relationships, lagi ko siyang tinitingnan in a perspective na, like, it's not 100% okay, kaya siya, diba, kaya nga na nag-end. But there's like, majority of it, kaya siya tumagal because it was okay.
Mm.
Right?
So, okay. And it's also a learning experience for you, ganon. So si Bryken Dayo ngayon is looking for someone. Wow. Okay ka ba sa LDR, Bryken? Char!
A lot of people ask me kung okay ako sa LDR before, but it never worked for me. It never worked for me.
True! Yes! Oo, totoo yan. Same. I've never had one because I've never even considered it. Actually, I never. Yeah. Anong love language mo?
Okay, next question.
Wait lang. Anong love language mo, Bryken?
Ano? Act of service.
Wow, really?
Act of service, touch. Yeah.
Okay, wow. Oh yeah, and sa mga nagbibigay ng servisyo po. Char!
Yeah. Yeah. But, di ba may gift din, di ba? Yung five lang.
Oh, mayroon gift. Yes.
Gift is really okay. Gift is, I appreciate, but acts of service and yung touch. Anong touch?
Physical touch.
Na part. Dun sa, ayun, physical.
Like hug, yun. Cuddle. Wow.
Yun yung top two.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait lang, magiging pet shy show to. Acts of service and then touch.
Alam na. Oo. Yes, let's break and dial for please. You. Okay, ito. When you are alone, are you proud of yourself, Bryken? Kapag nakatingin ka lang sa salamin, tapos nakikita mo yung sarili mo, kapag nakikita mo yung name mo sa nameplate or sa logo ng Facebook podcast mo, di ba? Are you proud of yourself?
I am happy. Kapag mag-isa ako, I can say na I am happy. Napapangiti ako.
Walang etches yan.
Walang etches to. Like, okay. Coming from one career person to another career person, alam mo kasi the job isn't done yet eh. So instead of contemplating and then, you know, celebrating whatever, mas nag-isip kasi ako on how to better it. Hence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how to be better dun sa previous season, mga ganun. So instead na mag-celebrate ako, like mag-last dun yung celebration, mas marami akong iniisip na ano pa kaya ma-offer, sino pa kaya yung mga magiging guests, and ano pa kaya yung pwede natin gawin, something na ganun. So I think ganun talaga yung mentality ko even sa work na, yes, celebrate ako today. May achievement today. At today, magse-celebrate ako today. But tomorrow, iba na. Like, it's a normal day again. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
But then again,
it feels like you're always hungry for more, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hungry for success.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Sinong ano mo? Sinong goal mo? Sinong peg mo ngayon? Di ba may mga ganun? Kung wari meron kang role model, ganyan. Meron ka bang ganun?
Sa podcasting, si Simon Sinek talaga eh. Sinek, si Gary Vaynerchuk.
And sa career.
May mga podcast yung mga yun, di ba?
Sa career,
it's still Gary Vaynerchuk. Ganun yung mga influencers ko eh. Like, ganun talaga sila, yung mga radical talaga.
Yes.
Yung mga I don't give a damn dun sa mga nakapaligid and just
changer.
Do it.
Changer, yeah. They're movers, ganyan.
Exactly. And yeah. I want to be one of them. Yun siguro yung isa sa mga...
You will be! Yes, Break and Dio. You can.
Wow, Break and Dio, the
Break
mover.
Break and the mover.
Break and...
Oo. Ito naman. Meron pa ako isang question, Break and. What are you not proud of?
What am I not proud of?
Mm-hmm.
I am not proud of na I am too demanding and na I sometimes nakakalimutan ko na the things that I can do cannot really do ng mga ibang tao. And I'm expecting a lot of things dun sa mga tao na kapaligid ko. Especially dun sa demand part. I'm not really proud of it and I'm kind of controlling it. Mahirap kasi minsan if may vision ka tas hindi na nasusunod. But I don't realize minsan na for me to get to that vision or makapunta doon sa vision na yun, kailangan ko din i-consider yung mga tao nasa paligid. And sometimes I don't consider them. So I'm not really proud of that attitude of mine or mindset of mine. I'm not sure if it's a bad thing. I'm not sure if it's a good thing. But
you just know what you want kasi. Diba?
Yeah, but with the exchange of people are being pressured and mm-hmm. people are being offended sometimes. So is it worth? Yes, I know that they're learning mm-hmm. along the way, pero minsan pa rin masakit pa rin talaga maka-offend ang tao. Eh. Even na alam mo na it's for them. Eh. Meron pa rin siyang tama sa akin.
So, you're okay with giving criticisms, pero ikaw, okay ka ba kapag nakaka-receive ka ng mga ganon or you take it offensively?
No. Di ba nga, nung kinall out mo ako?
Hindi ka na kinall out.
biglang nag-hoy. Biglang inoy niya ako. Di ba nga nung kinall out mo ako na, hey, blah, 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 and these things, you can actually better it by whatever, whatever. Parang hindi ko lang feel, sabi mo, dun sa dulo nun, di ba? And I took that as a challenge. Sabi ko, may point ka. May point ka. So... Yung mga bagay na ganun, I consider them as nagbibigay sa akin ng mga preno. Alam mo yun, na masyadong mabilis sometimes na I don't consider some things. So yung mga nagko-call out sa akin, nagbibigay sa akin ng feedback, mas gusto ko yung mga yun. Meron nga akong ano eh, meron nga akong rule sa management.
Oh yeah, narinig niyo na po, mas gusto niya daw ako. Char. Joke.
Meron, oh, ano? Meron nga akong rule sa management. Ang rule ko sa management, di ba, sabi, may kasabihan tayo na follow first and then complain later, parang ganun. Or obey first and then complain later. May ganun, di ba, lalo pag management. Ang management style ko is, lalo na sa management team ko, is object first before you follow. You need to object first. You need to question me things. You need to give all the negative things na kung ano man yung gagawin natin, kung may plan man tayo, ano yung mga loopholes na pwedeng gawin. I need sa mga tao yung objection. I don't need the
blind
the yes
followers,
men or blind followers. I don't like those people. And alam nila yan. The more that they don't speak up, alam nila nila na the more na i-spotlight ko sila. So, yeah, I'm good with that. Think, kasi I give that as well.
I think hindi ka lang sanay na mayroong nagtatanong sa'yo or may nag-question sa'yo because they trust you enough. Especially ha, sa podcast community, like, they respect you. Bryken, like, the Young Leader podcast is the podcast. Eh, di ba? Kaya ka nga na-nominate as, ano, Male Podcaster of the Year and Podcast of the Year kasi ganun yung level.
Don't na, forget ano, to vote. Pero wala na pala.
Wala na.
Tapos na pala.
Show,
tapos na pala.
Pero,
congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations. Huntahan Nights and the Young Leader Podcast.
Yes,
sana manalo kayo or sana nanalo kayo. Hello, future self. Papakinggan ko to.
Hello, future self. Oo. So, yun, hindi ka sanay sa mga ganun. Or, sanay ka ba? Feeling ko hindi ka sanay. O talagang gina-judge na kita ngayon.
Gina-judge mo?
Oo, gina-judge kita. No, hindi ka sanay. Wow.
Binibigyan mo ako ng feelings at binibigyan mo ako ng decision sa buhay ngayon. Okay lang sa akin. Yun, I know that. Okay lang sa akin. It's always how you say it, di ba? It's not what you say. So, ganun ako magbigay ng feedback sa ibang tao.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung ibang tao, ganun din sana magbigay ng feedback. Not just with me, but kapag sa akin or sa ibang tao, di ba? Okay lang sa akin. Like, you know, masyadong makapal na yung balat ko para maging sensitive sa mga bagay-bagay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun yung mga natutunan natin na mag-isa habang mag-isa tayo sa buhay.
Wow! Ayan na po, nabanggit na niya po ang pag-iisa niya sa buhay.
Okay,
pero malungkot ba? Malungkot ba mag-isa, Mark?
I-relate ko sa
pride. Kasi minsan, di ba, kapag mag-isa ka, and you've already achieved so much, no? Nang ikaw lang. So, merong ano yun eh, merong connection yun sa pride, di ba? Minsan ba, dahil sa pagiging ma-pride mo, quote-unquote.
Ginudge na rin talaga ako. Kinungkulod niya na.
Hindi, kasi minsan, we're not being honest with ourselves. We're not, kasi pride yun eh. It's a pride thing. When we're not honest, when we can't even admit that we're sad, it's a pride thing also. May ganong moments ka ba, Bryken?
Sad? Yes, a lot of times. Marami akong sad moments. Seryoso, marami akong sad moments. Especially...
Oh, nilunok na niya po yung pride niya.
No, okay. Kapag umuulan kasi parang dun ako naging vulnerable. Parang I think... I don't know. It's so weird. Parang lahat ng mga challenges na alala ko, lahat ng mga problema na alala ko during that time or season or weather. Yeah, maraming times na nagiging sad ako. That's why siguro mas marami din ako ginagawa. Parang ganun. Kaya para if ever hindi ko...
Kaya gusto mong maging productive. Kasi meron akong ano dyan eh, may term ako dyan, yung parang gusto mo na lang mag-work ano ng mag-work para hindi mag-work yung mind mo. Parang ganun.
Yeah. May ganun moments. May mga ganun moments sa kaminada naman ako. Yeah. Ikaw din, di ba?
Pero what's running in your head? Gusto ko lang malaman kung ano yung mga naiisip ni Bryken kapag mag-isa siya. Yung tipo kapag nalulungkot siya. Anong naiisip ni Bryken Dayaw?
Family-centered talaga eh. So, I always miss my family. Seryoso. Like, super ito. Totoo to. Kasi, I am an OFW kid. Forever na lang siguro na yung parents ko is not sa UK. And I didn't have the chance to celebrate a lot of holidays, a lot of times na dapat kasama ko sila. Yung mga moments na yun, talagang And then alam ko sa sarili ko na bilang na yung mga years ng dad ko. And then di ko pa siya kasama. Mm-hmm. So yun yung mga nagpapasad talaga sa akin. Na why am I doing all these things? Nabanggit ko ata sa isang podcast. Parang sabi ko, nakakalungkot kasi yung hindi ko na-experience yung pagkatapos ng work, uwi ka, and then may magtatanong sa'yo na, oh, kumusta anak? Yung work mo, kumusta anak? Yung kupal mong boss. Something na ganun. Yung kumusta yung masungit mong boss? Kumusta yung ganito mo? I never experienced that. And it saddens me. Kaya tama ka. Sometimes I just, you know, I just go to work or be productive as much as I can so that pag-uwi is Netflix and then tulog, something na ganun.
Ang sakit.
Papayakin mo talaga ako.
Hindi, hindi yun yung goal ko. Pero ito, Bryken, is it worth it?
I always think na these things that I'm doing will all be worth it once na kwento ko to sa mga magiging anak ko. And I think that is the only time na magiging worth it siya. Kasi parang, you know, I think that is the time na masasabi ko na I have my own family na they're really proud of me and ako yung hero. Parang ganyan. Ako yung hero ng mga kids ko na my dad is like this and like, I want to experience that, Jelly. I want to seriously experience that. That would be nice. Goal mo talaga. Promise. Kakainis ka.
Nanginilid na po yung luha.
Next question, please.
Wow. Bryken. Wow.
Ay, nako. Ewan ka sa'yo. Sige na, go. Game. Next.
Hi, nako. Okay. So, kapag naging dad ka, Bryken, yun yung goal mo. Pero, ano eh. Yeah. Pero, kinausap mo ba yung dad mo about it?
Which one? Yung him being...
No, about you not going there. About you not... you know, spending more time with them. Parang ganun. Kasi right now, you're choosing your career, di ba? Over family.
Yeah. Siguro, pumupunta naman ako doon. Nagvi-visit naman ako sa kanila but not as often as I want kasi, you know, life happened or life is still happening. And I have my responsibilities here that I can't really, like, in a snap na pwedeng iwan. Kasi in the level that I am, parang a lot of, marami akong responsibility sa maraming tao. Parang ganun. And if I leave, parang isa sa mga kinukonsider ko yung mga yun. But if you can ask me this question nung nag-quit ako sa day job ko, and if gusto kong pumunta na lang doon and doon na muna ako hanggang kailan, the answer is yeah, bakit hindi, diba? But there's always a reason kung bakit nandito ako, nasan man ako ngayon. Why I'm managing a country's operations and Ganun na yung mga challenges sa buhay na parang you can't just quit kasi there are like a lot of people na you're responsible for. And genuinely, yun talaga yung iniisip ko. Parang nung COVID dito, ang pinaka iniisip ko, paano kaya sila mabubuhay? Paano kaya sila kakain ng tatlong beses isang araw? Eh, walang operations, parang ganun. So, mas naging mature na siguro yung thinking ko na it's not all about me even if I want to be selfish and it's just about me. Ay, hindi eh. Kasi alam ko if I'm just gonna quit, my parents will not be proud of that day. Again, di ba? Root pa rin is yung kung ano isipin ng parents ko.
Wow, talaga. In fairness naman sa'yo, hindi mo ako ina-etcho sa podcast na to. Medyo personal. Feeling mo kasi,
pilingera ka.
Kasi meron akong thinking. Most of your answers are already... already ready. Yung ganun. Meron ka ng answers talaga. Premeditated. Totoo. Meron ka ng ready sagot sa mga naging interview sa'yo. So, kaya puro follow. Actually, hindi ako nag-prepare ng madaming tanong for you. Kasi gusto ko nga nice. Puro follow-up questions sa'yo. Sa mga isasagot mo.
Yeah.
So, alam mo, Bryken, kasi sinabi mo, di ba, na gusto mong magka-anak, gusto mong magka-kids. So, what do you want them to be proud of you? Parang ano yung mga dahilan kung bakit sila magiging proud sa'yo? Is it because of your accomplishments or is it because you're a great dad? Alin dun sa mga...
I wanna, like right off the bat, I'm gonna answer you the great dad part. I don't even know what's the definition of a great dad, but it sounds nice, eh? And I like that. Parang kinilig ako nung anong gusto mo, yung great dad, or I don't care about the achievements pag may anak na ako, kasi definitely alam ko yung achievements kasi yung mga anak ko na. So yeah, great dad anytime. Hindi ko alam kung ano definition then, pero I'll go for that. I don't want to miss all the pangmayaman yung sagot ko na. I don't want to miss all the soccer games. Mga ganyan, wow. Mga soccer games.
May
mga
soccer, plays, may mga soccer ba sa Pinas?
Hey, football na ako. Nag-football ako.
Oh, okay. Football.
Yeah, that's why soccer yung una ko kasi nagsasoccer ako. I don't want to miss those times. I don't want to miss those chances. Na gusto ko whatever like milestone sa kanila, first basketball, first soccer game, first recital, I want to be there. Kasi ako mismo naalala ko yung mga yun eh. Like even I was like elementary days, naalala ko lahat yun kasi alam ko at bilang sa kamay ko kung nung nandun sila tsaka wala sila eh. And gusto kong mas ma-better yun. And yun, more time talaga sa kanila. Yeah, siguro yun ang definition ng great dad sa kanila.
Oo. Kasi usually, di ba, when people choose, they tend to choose something na wala sila. Parang dun sa two options na binigay ko sa'yo, di ba? Achievement or pagiging great dad. Bakit pagiging great dad? I mean, was your dad not a great dad to you? Or
he's great.
I know. He's just...
yeah. He's
sorry na.
Don't get me wrong.
Kasi ganun nga yung mga tao eh. Kapag wala sila, yun yung...
I don't have any daddy
attracted
issues.
Kamala yun, diba?
I don't.
Ngayon pala kita na-interview, so hindi ko alam.
Well, my dad is a great dad. He's responsible. He is a great provider. My mom is actually the super. I think she's the superhero of the family. Kasi I saw yung mom ko talaga, pinagbigyan niya kung ano yung mga gusto ng dad ko. Even, alam mo yun, even to the point na siya na lang talaga yung may stable job. Like, you know, she needs to go to the UK, she needs to go to Saudi and do the nurse stuff na ginagawa niya. Like, 2 dekada na, 3 dekada na. So, yung mga ganun na, kung si superhero thing is si mom, and then si dad kasi, like, siya yung nandyan eh. Siya yung nandyan, kaya siya yung mas close ako. Pero if, kung sino man yung I'm gonna like believe ako sa parenting, is actually my mom. Imagine na hindi mo nakikita yung pinaghirapan mo. Like in an instant. Mm-hmm. Like di ba, panag-sheldo ka or whatever. You don't see it eh. Kasi pinapadala mo eh. Then it's not an instant thing. Wala naman Facebook nun, di ba? Wala naman video call nun. Yung pantatawag sa'yo overseas is ikaw pa yung may bayad nun kasi syempre galing sa'yo yung sweldo.
Yeah.
So, alam yung mga ganun na moments. My mom is super and I love her for that. And then yung idea na pinagbigyan ng mom ko, yung dad ko with whatever, like politics and everything. Oh, sobrang kudos sa mom. But question for the responsible father, definitely. My dad is responsible na pinalaki niya kami na ganito. Na alam mo yung upbringing, yung roots, yung values, nandun talaga. Yeah.
Alam mo, it's weird, no?
Alam mo, nagkukwento ako dito. Ikaw na lang, parang nakikinig ka na lang talaga.
Siyempre, ikaw yung guest. Alam mo,
talaga nakaganyan ka na lang.
Siyempre, ina-absorb ko yung mga sinasabi mo. Pero alam mo, it's weird. Okay. Kasi, di ba kanina, sabi mo, gusto mo na ma-please yung dad mo. Gusto mo na ma-achieve yung mga bagay na to kasi you want him to be proud of you, ganyan.
Yeah.
Oo.
Yeah. To prove something. Yeah.
Pero ang actually na in-admire mo, yung mama. Which is weird. I feel like it's weird, no? Kasi parang...
Yeah, in-admire ko yung mom ko when it comes to like being a... Be, like yung
provider,
sacrifice. Ganun. I think that's the
part. Okay.
Provider and everything. Yung sacrifice part. Pero in-admire ko yung dad ko when it comes to, you know, doing what he wants. And talagang sinisik ko yung attention because the attention wasn't really
Wala
sa akin kasi nga middle child problem, alam mo yan, kung nakaka-relate
black
kung
sino man.
Like kapag middle child ka, hindi na siguro, yung middle child kasi yung attention kasi is nasa panganay lagi. Yeah, nasa panganay lagi or nasa bunso lagi. Yung nasa gitna, nakalimutan na. Nakalimutan na minsan. So, kailangan mong gumawa ng something. It's either good or bad para mapansin ka. And I was on that scenario every time. Every time. Shout out sa mga middle child, mga children dyan. Yeah.
Pero totoo yan, no? Hindi ako makarelate kasi ang panganay. And feeling ko favorite ako ng mom.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow! Nag-roll po yung so, eyes niya.
True. Alam, kaya favorite ko, alam mo, na movie, one of my favorite family movies is ano, Four Sisters and a Wedding.
Oh, favorite ko din yun. Pero, ay bakit? Dahil kay Bobby?
Dahil kay Bobby. Kasi sobrang relate ko. Parang lalo na yung part na, alam mo, successful siya, pero bakit kasalanan ko? Alam mo, bakit kasalanan ko ba?
Oo.
Eh, I love it.
Alam mo bang na,
pinagpawisan yung mata ko dun sa scene na yun.
Same. Pero nakarelate ako dun sa part na sinabi niya na dahil nag-work siya sa ibang bansa, ganyan.
Kaya naging cold ka.
Kaya siya naging cold, yes. Going back to our pride topic.
Family topic pala to, hindi pala pride topic.
Kaya nga. No, it's still about pride because you're proud of your, you know, of what you accomplished nga, of what you achieved. Ganyan. Sa ibang tao, Brycan, ano sa palagay mo yung nakikita nila sa iyo? Kasi 'di ba, we have four views, yung nakikita ng ibang tao sa iyo, yung nakikita mo sa sarili mo, yung mga ganun. What do you think is their view na parang sa iyo, hindi naman ako ganun, yung ganun, yung parang iba dun sa gets mo ba yung question?
Yeah, I have a lot of perspective pagdating dyan, or a lot of people's perspective pagdating dyan kasi may mga employees na tumitingin sa akin and then nakikita nila ako as boss. May mga first level management na nakikita nila ako as mentors. May mga colleagues ako na manager na nakikita nila ako as colleague, parang ganyan. May nakikita, sobrang daming levels eh. And I don't really know kung ano yung iniisip nila toward sa akin. Kasi parang I stopped caring at some point. Ang rule ko lagi, if I don't intentionally offend someone or if I don't hurt someone intentionally, then I'm doing okay. Parang ganun. Whatever their
perspective. So wala ka na lang pakialam. Ganun. You just do you.
Whatever. I do me. Yeah. Diba? This is me. If you don't like me, then it's fine sa akin. I don't like you, but I don't really need to like please you. Parang ganun. Ganito kasi eh. Parang they're not better than me. I'm not better than them. We're just different. And ganun lagi yung perspective ko. So if they see me as competition, then that's their problem. I don't see them as competition. Parang ganun. Ganun yung mindset ko. Kaya inisip ko, ano kaya, parang it's antagal na bago ko nagkaroon ng care sa sa mga ibang perspective ng tao. Though I always consider feelings ah, hindi yung thinking nila sa akin. Again, if I offend someone intentionally, I madali saan mag-sorry. If alam ko na na-offend ko sila, even if I want them to learn, I still say sorry, I still apologize. Whatever, kahit anong title ko, kahit anong position ko, I always say sorry, I always apologize. Libre lang naman yun eh.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Ito, last question na. At alam mo ko, pinapaghandaan mo lagi itong question na to, pero this one, let's just change the view, parang yeah. Ganyan. Kasi, so, you're very proud of your name, right? Meron ka pa ang logo ng name mo. Meron ka pa ang logo ng name mo, di ba?
That's saka, kind of branding.
Hindi, pero that means you prioritize kung yung image. You prioritize your image. Meron kang ganun. Kaya, di ba sinasabi mo, okay, it's branding. Pero, that just means na you prioritize your image. Di ba? Pero, hindi not, yung tanong ko. Wait lang.
Okay, fine. Okay, sige. Para sa tanong mo.
Huwag kang defensive. Not really ka
napansin
pa dyan.
Ko bigla. Kaya sige, go.
Oo. Sino, kung kasi, di ba, gusto mo magka-anak, di ba? Gusto mo magka-kids, and you want to be a great dad. Yun talaga yung...
Sana magandang question. Go, Brina!
Paano mo ipapakilala yung sarili mo sa magiging kids mo? For example, they're going to present you sa ano, sa family, anong bang tawag doon? Sa mga school activities,
sa ganyan. Family day.
Family day, school activities, ganyan. Kasi yung sagot mo lagi dyan, it's always ano eh, parang I'm a speaker, mentor, human, mga ganyan yung sagot mo lagi.
Yeah.
Pero as a dad.
Definitely or, no. I'm not gonna force my kids. Yeah. You know what? What's a limit top of mind? Like yun yung unang pumasok ko. And then I actually imagined the scenario na parang yung scenario nung ano. I forgot the movie. Yung si Batista and then the CIA and whatever and then yung kid. Na picture ko sa utak ko na parang I want my kid to introduce me as that's my dad. He's the coolest dad, whatever, along those lines. And he teach people for fun and he teach people whatever. Hanggang ganun lang, but nothing really like speaker trainer human. That's not their life. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Coolest dad, okay na ako. Like, you know, my dad is cool. We play all every Sunday. We play every day after school. He doesn't force me to do my assignments. Yung mga ganun. Gusto ko yun. Yeah.
Wow, grabe. Sobrang simple, no?
Yeah. Walang prestige, di ba?
Oo.
Prestige. I think yung sinasabi kanina na branding, it's more of like, you know, I don't know, standard maybe? Kasi sabi ko kasi perfectionist ako. May pagka-perfectionist.
Oo, medyo. Actually, hindi mo nga branding tong gantong interview. Hindi mo branding tong ganda.
Alam mo, sinuot ko nga yung ano eh, the binary flash.
Ah, okay, the binary flash.
Yeah. Oo. Di ba usually kasi naka-polo shirt ako and everything and then print
yes.
and proper.
Oo.
Yeah.
Oo.
Para relax naman tayo. Yeah.
Oo. Relax ka ba kayo?
Yeah, I'm actually enjoying this, ano, this interview. It makes me reflect with the things na hindi ko pa na, even naisip ko before, parang, parang, it's been so long na hindi ko naisip siya ulit. And thank you for reminding me and making me happy, like kahit yung idea lang na yeah, that's the ultimate goal.
Oh, I want you to imagine. Oo.
Oh, I know.
Yung magiging kids natin, char.
Right here, Sunday night.
Siyempre, joke lang yun. Parehas po kaming no to LDR. Oh? Okay. Kung meron ka nilang message sa mga tao na ma-pride pa rin, dun sa mga tao na ano, na
kala ko naman sa kids, pa rin. Sa kids.
O hindi, natarong ko na sa'yo.
Okay. Sa mga tao na feeling entitled or sa mga tao na ma-pride, okay lang tumambay. Diyan. Okay lang tumambay dyan sa stage na yan. Huwag nyo lang tagalan. Kasi if tatagalan nyo yung stage na yan, then definitely hanggang dyan na lang kayo kasi you're not gonna grow. Like for me, growing and learning involves a lot of people around you. So if ma-pride ka, maraming tao din yung mawawala sa'yo. Sa paligid mo, mababawasan yan. You're not gonna earn new friends. If you're gonna earn, they're not really something na hindi nyo kakayaman yan. Hindi nyo kakabuti yan. It's okay na maging confident ka sa sarili mo. It's okay to, you know, to bring those things na na-achieve mo. Pero if it's too much kasi, it's not good anymore. Always check yung sarili mo. Always reflect kung nasan ka na and kung ano pa yung reception ng mga tao na kapaligid sa'yo. That's those are the things na important. Sabi ko kanina, yung perspective ng tao, I don't really care, but the feelings, I do care. So, tignan mo, if wala ka na palang friends, diba? Maybe there's something wrong. There's something wrong kasi na-hurt sila sa'yo, na-offend sila sa'yo, or hindi na sila na-inspire sa'yo. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any last words? Oh, yun na yung last words mo.
Last words? Para mamamatay na ako.
Last words? Parang yun lagi yung sagot sa akin. Anyway, okay. Any last words?
Yeah, check out. check out the Young Leader podcast and other podcasts from the Pipe Network. You can visit us, the Pipe Network, sa Facebook page at saka sa YouTube, Spotify, and Instagram, or whatever social media platforms na meron kayo. Yeah, that's it. My name is Bryken Dayo again, and I'm your host as well. And with Jelly Huntan Han Nights, thank you and see you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Jelly.
Thank you.